So yeah, it's going to be a great time to get caught up on podcasts. I'm a little behind. I am finding it easier to digest the short ones. Of course, I get up to Big Fatty every morning now. Poor Matt Lauer. He's been ditched. He's been left at the altar for Big Fatty. So I'm looking forward to continuing the Big Fatty 7 a.m. morning relationship. I'm enjoying those podcasts that are under an hour.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I am finding it easier to digest the short ones.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1015 of the BFO for Wednesday the 21st of December 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about what happened Monday night. Yes, my buddy. Hello, Balconettes. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's the last hump before Crema. Baby, please, you know how to just make it vulgar, don't you? You're just making it vulgar. Well, y'all, I have got a special little show for you today, because y'all, today is the first day of the Chanukah. It is the first day of the Chanukah, y'all, and y'all, this is one thing that I failed to mention during the Crema season is y'all meant not all, but quite a few of the artworks that Big Fatty is using during the Crema season, y'all, were done by Miss Lala. Lauren. And y'all, that includes today's Chanukah artwork. So Miss Lauren, thank you again. And y'all, we only get to use them once a year, so you know, we carry them forward as the years progress, because y'all, it's always nice to revisit those things and remember the memory. Oh, y'all, I hate to tell you this, but y'all, that was a chili steak and some onion rings and a chocolate milk on shaved ice. In fact, I've got that here. Y'all, I went to the Vasty, and anyway, but y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard George in Atlanta, and y'all, on Monday evening, Big Fatty was invited over to George in Atlanta's abode, George's abode, And y'all, he had beverages, and knew exactly what Big Fatty drank, and had it prepared. And y'all, then there were little nibbles. There was y'all. He had some. What was it? It was the stovetop stuffing, rolled into little weenie or little, I don't know what, Tootsie Roll sized things, and y'all, then wrapped in bacon. It was delicious, delicious, and anyway. We had that and cheese and crackers, and there was some, there was other stuff too. But y'all, I finally got to go out on the balcony, which you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he is famous for those balcony booze. And y'all, I got to tell you, the view from his balcony is absolutely oh. Yeah, gussy. Y'all, it took my breath away. So, anyway, and y'all, Romo from the Pod Cubs was there, and the country boy Wes, and y'all, that is not spelled C-U-N-T. His other half, Travis, was there, and y'all, we just had a lovely evening, and what else did we do? Oh, and then we went to supper, y'all. We went to this restaurant just down the down, y'all. I'm telling you, this place he lives, y'all. It's like Stalag 13.
General Bolkowski, I can assure you there's never been a successful escape from Stalag 13.
Was it 13? Y'all, by the way, Bon Jovi is, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but I just recently learned that he's dead. So he's not going to have a happy Chinooka. But, But anyway, y'all, later today, Wednesday hump day, I'm heading to the Hats. My playtime is over in the Hatlanta, and so I'm heading to the Hats. I've tried to get together with the terminally single Tim, but y'all, his schedule does not permit, and so I'm hoping I'll get to meet with Peter, that Apollonius, before the week is out. We're gonna try to have a little lunch one day. But anyway, y'all, for the rest of today's little show, y'all, we are going back to 2008 and the Christmas Spectacular from 2008, y'all. It is Archer the Snowflake. Oh, Big Fanny, that's my favorite for Chinooka. What a gift.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Today's holiday spectacular, Archer the Snowflake, is brought to you without commercial interruption by Soy Candles by Phoebes.
Bumpity bump bump, bumpity bump bump, hitting the mic he goes. Coughity cough cough, coughity cough cough, on more than 800 shows. Archer the Snowflake was a jolly drunk old soul. With a smoky treat and a big red nose, 'cause of great ghost wine, we're told. Archer the Snowflake ain't no veggie, so they say. The podfather of the interwebs, they say he's here to stay. There must have been some magic in that old plaid shirt he found. When the boyfriend placed it on the bed, he became a podcasting hound. Oh, Archer the Snowflake started speaking that April day. But he'll never let any listener forget that October is his birthday.
Now, many of you know about the Podfather and the inventor of iTunes, Archer the Snowflake. And you know about the boyfriend, Archer's strange eating habits, and its desire to over-celebrate his birthday. But do you know how it all got started? Pull up a chair and I'll tell you. Christmas Eve, after Al Gore invented the interwebs, a series of wires and tubes, Archer and his Cajun boyfriend were having afternoon snuggles prior to a delicious dinner of crispy tilapia and canned soup. Archer was awakened with a bad case of acid reflux and ventured into his cluttered living room to look at the pretty lights on his holiday tree. Soon after, the boyfriend, who had a cold which made him sound like he lived in San Diego, entered the room somewhat uncomfortable about what he was about to say.
Archer, my snowflake darling, I've got to get something off my chest.
After removing his shirt, he continued.
You know I'm so lovey-dovey about you that it tends to nauseate what's left of our friends. We can't go to dinner parties because of your eating. I can't walk through this condo without falling over the clutter, and your tree needs more ornaments. Funny Bunny Lamsey Pie. I'm also tired of having to get price checks on boxes of Kotex at the store for you. I want you to get a hobby, something new and exciting, something to bring you out of your shell. I'm going to New Orleans for a couple of months to let you focus on this, but I'll be back soon and we can start a new life together.
Well, the news rocked Snowflake's world so much that he stopped speaking. He went straight to working and removed all the clutter and turned with a jerk. I'm getting my stories confused. After all, I am old. So when springtime returned to Snowflake's home, so did the boyfriend. He was so pleased with the cleanup that he made a promise to give Archer a cookie every time he came to visit. But there was still the problem of a hobby. He noticed Archer, now his spring daffodil, spending a lot of time on his iMac.
What are you Googling over there, daffodil?
The response from Archer was always the same two words.
Happy birthday!
The boyfriend tried many things to get Daffodil to talk, like getting him drunk on wine, listening to church bells, and showing him random abandoned gloves on a park bench.
Another glass of wine, my sugar lump? Don't you just love the bells, my little apple dump? Take a picture of those abandoned gloves on the bench, cutie pie.
Nothing worked. So the boyfriend attempted one last thing. He invited Archer's last two friends on Earth over for dinner on Wednesday, April 20th.
Busy, busy, busy. I don't have time for this dinner, but I suppose I need to make an appearance. Now, where is that plaid shirt of mine? It's one of my favorite shirts, given to me by a group of Marty Dykes on Bikes.
He spent all day making real food for Daffodil's friends, a fairy princess, and a weary traveler from the southern hemisphere. He also wanted Archer to have his favorite canned foods and an industrial white sheet cake. So, this unseasonably cold day in April 2005, Archer was enjoying a smoky treat on the balcony. But something was up. His mind was racing. You could see it in his eyes. The doorbell rings. The doorbell rings as the weary traveler arrives first.
The door is open. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Boyfriend. I'll show myself in as I'm sure you are busy, busy, busy opening cans in the kitchen.
Not seeing Archer, he begins to nose around the place, and he's taken aback when entering the loo.
Dear God. Shag carpeting on the toilet tank and a padded toilet seat? Does Big Fatty live here too?
Well, Archer, who's feeling more like a snowflake than a daffodil, comes in from the balcony and begins cleaning crumbs out of the toaster when the fairy princess arrives.
Honey, will you answer the door while I baste the wild turducken and check on the root vegetable souffle?
He opens the door and invites in the fairy princess.
Hi, Archer. Thanks for inviting me to your house. I brought a vegetable tray for nibbles. So what's the occasion we're celebrating tonight?
Happy birthday!
Oh, it's your birthday? How nice.
The weary traveler rejoins the group as they sit down to dinner. The conversation is mainly between the boyfriend and the guests until Archer becomes a broken record.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, you mentioned that already.
Happy birthday!
Okay, we got it. Have some celery.
Happy birthday!
Look, there's no need to mention it again.
Happy birthday!
I've had enough of this, you greedy old man. First you say your birthday's in May, then you claim October as a second birthday month, and here it is April 20th, and Jesus, now you're trying to weasel another birthday onto the calendar?
The fairy princess can take no more and sloshes her wine at Archer. Unfortunately, it gushes all over the weary traveler's plaid shirt.
Look what you've done. You've spilled blush wine all over my special plaid shirt.
Oh my, oh my. Let me take your shirt and place it on the bed to dry.
I'm out of here, and thanks for serving us your cheap wine tonight.
Well, yes, that was interesting. Radish Rosette, anyone?
Archer runs to the bathroom and closes the door. After a few minutes, he returns wearing the weary traveler's shirt. There's a new gleam in his eye as he rushes to his iMac computer and pulls out a microphone. The others are taken aback when something other than
"Happy birthday"
comes out of his mouth.
You look like you're about to broadcast something.
An Archer radio show? Aren't you too busy for something like that?
Hello, and welcome to the first podcast of Archer Radio. Excuse me. excuse me. All kinds of things. Talking about, doing a lot of walking. It was just, like, I don't know why, I just, walking a lot. But anyway, a partier is, like, a major gay guy who just, you know, is, like, podcasting people, you know, cross paths in one podcast. So, I don't know what I will talk about. I really don't know. It may just be useless drivel. Just basically love my Apple computers and really going to try my best to hold it at 10 minutes because I'll be happy. Excuse me. And I really wanted to keep this under 10 minutes. So I'm, excuse me. Excuse me. I think I'm going to bring this podcast to a close and just say that I hope you enjoyed it.
And with that, Archer the Snowflake began talking again. The weary traveler was amazed with the magical abilities that Plaid seemed to have on Archer. In fact, he left the shirt and returned home with his nipples exposed to the TSA. Snowflake mended fences with the fairy princess and eventually returned the Plaid shirt to the weary traveler, but not before the boyfriend bought him a wardrobe of all things Plaid. So now you know the story of Archer and how he became the podfather of Plaid. Oh, he still likes to say
"Happy birthday."
But there's so much more coming out of his mouth now. In fact, to this day, he hasn't shut up. As his head hits the pillow every night, he whispers to himself, "Good night, fairy princess." Is this music too loud?
Yes, the music is always too loud.
Bumpity bump bump, bumpity bump bump, hitting the mic he goes. Coughity cough cough, coughity cough cough, on more than 800 shows.
Archer the Snowflake was a jolly drunk old soul, with a smoky treat and a big red nose, 'cause of great ghost wine we're told. Archer the Snowflake ain't no veggie, so they say. The podfather of the interwebs, they say he's here to stay. There must have been some magic in that old Plaid shirt he found. When the boyfriend placed it on the bed, he became a podcasting hound.
Oh, Archer the Snowflake started speaking that April day. But he'll never let any listener forget that October is his birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I hope you enjoyed Archer the Snowflake. That's the first gift of Chinooka. Beh, funny. Y'all, that had Michael Cantaloupe and Dr. Stone and Fairy Princess Holly and Arthur from the future. And a little cameo in there of the former Podfather. So, y'all, back when he did 800 shows, y'all, you know, what number am I on now? 10, 15. Oh, well, that used to be a record back in the day, but nowadays, you know, 10, 15 is bigger than 800, right, George?
I'm finding it easier to digest the short ones.
Oh, how dare you! Dreadle, dreadle.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me! Yeah.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.